It was most unlike Hagrid to criticize a Hogwarts teacher, and Harry looked at him in surprise. Hermione, however, said in a voice somewhat higher than usual, "I think you're being a bit unfair. Professor Dumbledore obviously thought he was the best man for the job."
"He was the only man for the job," said Hagrid, offering them a plate of treacle fudge, while Ron coughed squelchily into his basin. "And I mean the only one. Getting very difficult to find anyone for the dark arts job. People aren't too keen to take it on, see? They're starting to think it's jinxed. No one's lasted long for a while now." "So, tell me," said Hagrid, jerking his head at Ron. "Who was he trying to curse?"
"Malfoy called Hermione something. It must have been really bad, because everyone went wild."
"It was bad," said Ron hoarsely,
emerging over the tabletop, looking pale and sweaty.
"Malfoy called her Mudblood, Hagrid."
Ron dived out of sight again as a fresh wave of slugs made their appearance. Hagrid looked outraged.
"He didn't," he growled at Hermione.
"He did," she said, "but I don't know what it means. I could tell it was really rude, of course."
"It's about the most insulting thing he could think of," gasped Ron, coming back up. "Mudblood's a really foul name for someone who is muggle-born. You know, non-magic parents. There are some wizards, like Malfoy's family, who think they're better than everyone else because they're what people call pure blood."
He gave a small burp, and a single slug fell into his outstretched hand. He threw it into the basin and continued,
"I mean, the rest of us know it doesn't make any difference at all. Look at Neville Longbottom. He's pure blood and he can hardly stand a cauldron the right way up." "And they haven't invented a spell our Hermione can't do," said Hagrid proudly, making Hermione go a brilliant shade of magenta. "It's a disgusting thing to call someone," said Ron, wiping his sweaty brow with a shaking hand. "Dirty blood, see? Common blood. It's ridiculous. Most wizards these days are half-blood anyway. If we hadn't married muggles, we'd have died out." He retched and ducked out of sight again. "Well, I don't blame you for trying to curse him, Ron," said Hagrid loudly over the thuds of more slugs hitting the basin. "But maybe it was a good thing your wand backfired. Spec Lucius Malfoy would have come marching up to school if you'd cursed his son. Least you're not in trouble."
Harry would have pointed out that trouble didn't come much worse than having slugs pouring out of your mouth, but he couldn't. Hagrid's treacle fudge had cemented his jaws together.
"Harry," said Hagrid abruptly, as though struck by a sudden thought, "got a bone to pick with you. I've heard you've been giving out signed photos. How come I haven't got one?"
Furious, Harry wrenched his teeth apart. "I have not been giving out signed photos," he said hotly. "If Lockhart's still spreading that around..." But then he saw that Hagrid was laughing.
"I'm only joking," he said, patting Harry genially on the back and sending him face first into the table. "I knew you hadn't really. I told Lockhart you didn't need to. You're more famous than him without trying."
"Bet he didn't like that," said Harry, sitting up and rubbing his chin.
"Don't think he did," said Hagrid, his eyes twinkling. "And then I told him I'd never read one of his books, and he decided to go. Treacle fudge, Ron," he added as Ron reappeared.
"No, thanks," said Ron weakly. "Better not risk it."
"Come and see what I've been growing," said Hagrid, as Harry and Hermione finished the last of their tea.